Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating a letter to Dr. Radzik. RADZIK, I believe. Dear Dr. Radzik, thank you for referring Ronald DiPaolo, DiPaola, for psychiatric evaluation. As you know, he's a 74-year-old married male who resides with his wife. He's retired from working in sales and marketing for AT&T. And he's been taking Celexa 40 milligrams daily for approximately 25 years. He states that about 6 weeks ago, he saw you regarding symptoms of decreased energy, increased sleep, and irritability. Bupropion XL 150 milligrams daily was added to his regimen with good results. He's now reporting a resolution of his depressive symptoms and the absence of side effects. His new paragraph, he has no history of psychiatric admissions or suicide attempts. He denies alcohol or drug use, denies family psychiatric history of alcohol or drug use. He reports a history of depression in his mother. On mental status exam, he was casually dressed with fluent speech. He was cooperative, good eye contact, mood neutral, affect congruent to mood. Denies auditory or visual hallucinations, denies paranoia, denies suicidal or homicidal ideation. I'm sorry, actually rephrase this. He denies suicidal or homicidal ideation. He denies suicidal ideation, no evidence of homicidal ideation or hallucinations or delusions. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment are good. My impression is that he meets criteria for major depressive disorder, recurrent, currently in remission. I recommended he continue Celexa 40 milligrams daily and Bupropion XL 150 milligrams daily. I recommended a follow-up in October of 2023. I look forward to coordinating Mr. DiPaolo's care with you. Sincerely, Shelley Epstein, MD.